Welcome to the Spiritual Rabbit Hole, a podcast with spiritual mediums Glenda,
Nicole,
and Kristen.
Join us as we tap into the spiritual realm, explore mysteries of the universe, and guide you on a journey of self-discovery. Get ready to open your mind and connect with something greater than yourself. Let's dive into the Spiritual Rabbit Hole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome.
What's up?
Howdy.
Hi.
So as most of you may know already, we are kicking off season two with the Clairs. So episode one was all about clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. Episode two was about clairaudience, which is about clear hearing. And this episode, we are talking about claircognizance.
Yes.
So what is that, Nicole?
Yeah, so claircognizance is clear knowing. It's a psychic ability that is characterized by, you know, where you just instantaneously understand or know information without any logical or sensory basis. Like you're not getting anything from feeling or from sight or hearing anything. It's just you instantly know and have this knowledge of something that either has happened, is going to happen, or is currently happening, right?
Yeah. It's just like if people has iPhones, the AirDrop, you instantly get the message. Or for like Android, it's called Nearby Share. So you instantly get the information to you.
Oh, that's a good metaphor. I like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, so claircognizants don't receive visions. Yeah. They don't receive auditory messages. Mm-hmm. You know, they just have this high degree of certainty. They just, a lot of the time you hear them say, I don't know how I know. I just know.
Yeah.
I just know, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, G's the claircognizant of our group. That's her strongest clair. So you want to share some of your claircognizant experiences, G?
Oh, yeah. I remember when we first started talking, I kept saying, hey, I see. Well, not see, but it's hard to explain because I already downloaded this image in my head, and I know that there was pictures on like a TV screen or like a some kind of what is that called, a computer, and I've seen people, and I'm like, hey, is this like a Zoom meeting? But we had earphones, and I was like, guys, we're gonna do this, just letting you know. It's gonna happen, so get ready.
So would you say that was like you had the clairvoyance that accompanied your claircognizance? Like,
yeah,
with the image, you had just this understanding of, I know exactly what this is, I know exactly what this means, and you knew the whole storyline behind it. Yeah. This is something that Kristen and I were talking about a minute ago, but our clairs tend to overlap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be hard to distinguish one from the other. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny, though, because, gee, I have to say, I got to toot your horn on a little bit, because there's so many times where you're just like, you'll just like spill out all these words of wisdom and all this like knowledge and all this like, holy shit, where did that come from?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, it might be you channeling the information and sometimes, but then sometimes I'm like, well, where'd you get that? What did you see? And you're like, I just know. I don't know how I know. I just know, you know, but it is very common for, and we've mentioned this before, you usually don't, people have access to all their clairs, and people who actively use their clairs usually have one stronger one, one that's more developed than the others.
Yeah.
But they also tap into their other clairs. And, you know, they kind of work together. But like we've mentioned before, and I just said, G's most developed clair is the claircognizance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the clair, the rest of the clairs is all like, it helps out.
Yeah. Yes. They're like supporting clairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, it's clairaudience. And for Kristen, it's the clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. But we all have access to the other clairs. Mm-hmm. Those are just the most developed clair that we each have. So I think we've all had experiences with claircognizance. G's is just, it's just the more frequent as far as we've experienced or seen. But a lot of the time during readings, like it's like what G described, I can be shown a symbol and I might hear a sound and then just have a knowing. Mm-hmm. And then combining all three of those, you kind of have to figure out, okay, what does this translate into? Right. What is the message that's being delivered here? So, and that's how it works a lot of the time. And I think a lot of people who receive messages in that way don't realize that they're getting it in so many different ways.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, with G, she just will just say, I know this. And we're like, how do you know it? I don't know. I just know it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, when it has to do with something we're going to do in the future, that's when like my, oh shit, sets in. Yeah. Like, oh no, I'm going to do this. Yep. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there was.
What was that time that I said something and then you're like, oh shit. Was that the podcast? Or was
I think it was like to all the things, G.
I mean, you tell us a lot of things.
I know, I do. I did.
Well, like, you had told us we were going to go to Arizona. You're like the first place we did.
That was probably an oh shit moment for me too.
Yeah, it was, because you're like, oh shit, how am I going to get that money? And I was like, oh shit, how am I going to get the time away to do that? and the money.
Like, yeah. We're going to open up our own school. And I was like, oh shit, how am I going to do that?
Yeah, so G's claircognizant moments. G's claircognizant moments are mine and Kristen's oh shit moments.
Yeah. Get ready.
All the time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's awesome, though, because you are able to give us like these long term goals and like allow us to have faith that we are capable of doing so much more.
Yeah.
We just have to have that initial freak out. Okay.
Which is the initial freak out. And then trying to figure out the steps to get to that, you know, that outcome. But no, I think I'm trying to think of a time. Well, Kristen, do you have a time that you can share claircognizance?
Yeah, but that's, we were talking about this earlier, that this is kind of the one where, for me, it's hard to tell the difference between cognizance and feelings. Because I think when things come as claircognizance, I always say, I feel like this is going to happen. But really is, it's a knowing, I just can't explain it. So it's, I change that to a feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
I think.
In readings, like when you said earlier, it made sense. When you get a visual, I'll get like one teeny little visual. And for whatever reason, there's so much knowing behind that visual. You know, it would be, I would see a man and a woman in a kitchen. That's all I would see.
Yeah.
And then it would be a knowing of their whole relationship.
Right.
Just from that one scene of them sitting in a kitchen. I don't know why. And then I just know all these details about them, you know?
Yeah. I think part of the reason why when we have claircognizant experiences or we receive message through claircognizance, we tend to say, I feel, maybe partly to, because we're not as confident in what we're saying.
Right. Because you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Because
we
don't want to say, I know, because then it's like so definitive. And then you're like, ooh, maybe I don't really know. It's just what I'm getting, you know, kind of thing. That we could change it. Because I was asked, because, you know, Kristen and I were discussing before we got on here, we were like, wait, let's talk about this on the podcast. But to understand the difference between the clairs, how do you receive it? Because Kristen was saying, well, I tend to say I feel. And I said, well, what are you feeling? Right. And you said, well, I don't know if I'm feeling anything. It's like, I just know. And this is how the discussion happened. So this can happen to you, you know, as you're trying to tap into and develop your clairs or understand your clairs. Because a lot of people will say, well, if you say I feel, then it's definitely clairsentience.
Right.
Or if you say I know, it's definitely clair. That might not always be true if you're not confident in what you're saying, feeling, seeing, hearing. So you might change it to kind of like downplay it in a way.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, so, and this, yes, but also, you know, we go into – we are talking about signs of claircognizance is a gut feeling or a hunch of a knowing, you know?
Right.
And is that a feeling or is that a knowing? It's so
right. And I think that's right. And like we were saying, like you said, they tend to overlap. Our clairs can overlap in that way. I think it depends on how you get your gut feeling.
Yeah.
Like some people actually have a physical sensation in their gut.
Right.
And I don't have that. That's why I never understood the gut feeling.
Yeah. And I have that where my stomach will just, it'll almost drop. Like I just received the worst news, but I haven't received the worst news. You know what I mean? It literally is that feeling. And I feel it in my gut, but they say there's such a connection between your gut and your brain.
Right.
So,
well, you know, and this brings up something. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember if it's because I'm reading, still working on reading Kim Russo's The Happy Medium.
Love that.
That
book.
Kristen was kind enough to send me. But I also just listened to her on the podcast with Mel Robbins because my daughter's friend's mom sent me the link for that episode. And I can't remember if it was from the book or that episode with Kim Russo, but it was definitely Kim Russo. And she was talking about how some people, how some psychics and mediums or just everyday people will receive their messages more from the gut, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. while others might receive it through their heart.
Yeah.
So for me, I tend to like get this flutter in my heart, or my heart feels like it's going to erupt, or my heart feels like it's gone like all the way to my spine, or like my sensations tend to be more heart-centered than in the gut. So I think that's why that, and this might be true for some of our listeners, right? You know, that's why it's hard to say, well, this is how it is. I just heard.
Yeah, it's different. Well, it's even, different. You know, I'm heart-centered with a lot of my spirit stuff too, right?
Yeah.
But is that my knowing? Or is that just my body's way of telling me spirit's there?
Right. Or to pay attention to what is the knowing, the message that you're receiving. It's funny though, because when I was saying, well, this has to be like this, I heard Flounder from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
This is this and that is that.
But
yeah.
Again, does it matter if you get a message and it doesn't have to be categorized, really? You don't
exactly.
have to be like that.
Yeah. It's not necessary to slap a label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You don't need it. It's just for you to understand how to develop each one and then mesh them.
Yeah, right. Because I think it's like depending on the spirit or whoever you're contacting with, or they're contacting you.
Absolutely.
They can go, because I used to have numbing on my ears, my head. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, someone's tapping me or the heart fluttered. Then I got goosebumps and that's all different readings I've done, and it's just totally different. You just gotta go with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every spirit is gonna come through in different ways. That's why you never know. Like I'm lucky enough that in some readings I'm just repeating everything I say word for mm-hmm. word, and I feel like it's not even hard at all.
That's living the dream.
I'm lucky when those spirits come through like that. But then there's other times where I'm like, what? I feel like you're giving me three different things that all contradict each other, and I got to figure out how this is a message, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of the time you just have to have faith in what you're receiving, because a lot of the time I'll get something that makes no sense at all. And I always tell my clients, I share everything I get. It doesn't have to matter what it means to me, as long as it makes sense to you. I'll say some of the most off the wall kind of stuff, and they'll be like, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You do? Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense to you.
Yeah, right. Please score.
I'm like, okay, that works. And they're like, do you want me to explain it? I said, you don't have to. All I need to know is it makes sense to you. And then, mm-hmm. you know, they decide if they want to share the story or not. Sometimes there'll be stuff that comes through that I'm like, all right, that was so cryptic. Can you please share with me? Now I'm like, what the heck was that? I really want to know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the claircognizance is definitely one that's a lot harder to distinguish, I think, mm-hmm. because you don't have your senses kind of validating it in that way.
Yeah,
you know, with clairaudience, it's hearing something. Clairvoyance, you're seeing something. Clairsentience, which we'll discuss in the next episode, is more about feeling.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. claircognizance, I mean, like, how much faith do you have in something when you – it's kind of like when you tell somebody something, I know that, I don't know, like I have a pencil in my back pocket, but the back pocket is somewhere that person can't see. Mm-hmm. And they have to have faith in what you know,
right?
Because they don't see it. They don't feel it. They don't sense it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that's kind of a weird metaphor. That was a little
bit confusing.
I was
wondering where that was coming from.
But you know, like something, if you're trying to share a message as a person with somebody else and you're not giving them any kind of sensory thing and you're just telling them something, and they have to believe that information. Mm-hmm. You're sending them this information. It's really like you're really tapped into your intuition hardcore with claircognizance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like the claircognizant people are the ones who are hardcore tapped into their intuition. They're the ones that.
UG.
Yeah.
You can never lie to me.
Ooh, that sounded creepy.
I know. She's like, I don't know that shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to try that. I'm not touching that.
Mm. No.
Yeah, but claircognizance is an amazing ability to be able to have, especially if you learn how to tap into it and utilize it and really get everything you can from it. But we want to share with you some ways that you can recognize claircognizance within yourself.
Yeah, like sudden insights. So these are like individuals with claircognizant claircognizant. Is that how you say it? I really don't like the word.
It is a long word.
Okay. People with clear knowing often have the experience sudden and profound insights or realizations without prior information or research. So just like, you just know. You know, you know.
It's hard to explain. If you know, you know.
Yeah. Because I think for me, I think I had this when I was young and I knew things and people would like, nah, you don't know nothing. Like they would think I'm a liar kind of thing. How'd you get that problem, that math problem? I was like, I don't know. It's, the answer is two. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So I was like, I don't know. Just know. Just know. Mm-hmm. So I was always the liar.
But
that's
not
what people assumed. Yeah. You're not a liar. That's just what people thought.
Yeah. Okay, another one would be gut feelings, and we've already touched on that a little bit, but that's when people rely really heavily on their gut feelings or hunches.
Are hunches like munchkins?
I like that.
This is like a mixture of Vanessa Hudgens and hunches.
It's like my bubble butt.
It's like your bubble butt. Okay, feelings or hunches when making decisions or assessing situations. And that's, again, I don't know, if you had a crazy decision to make and you just knew what the right one was, but mm-hmm. you had no information on that one whatsoever, and you go with it and it was the best decision.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes people who have strong claircognizant abilities, mm-hmm. they're able to work really well in high pressure situations and problem solve like super fast.
Right.
And they're usually the people who work in high pressure, high stress jobs.
Yeah.
Like
you too.
You know, you got to make, when you're in a threatening situation or you're trying to help save somebody, mm-hmm. you know, you got to make a really fast decision.
Oh, definitely.
And solve problems on the fly like nobody else. Like, I am definitely not good at that.
Definitely.
I mean, good in high pressure situations.
I remember going to a burglary alarm. So we had to clear the house. So we don't know if the person's still there or have a weapon. So we mm-hmm. would go in and my trainer goes, go first. I'm like, what? Are you kidding? Okay.
How did I do that to you?
So, we're training, so we have to learn, right? I mean, police officers here, we drive alone and we call for help and they come and help kind of thing. So we went and I had him behind me. And he's on my shoulder and I'm like, okay. And we have our guns out already. So by the time I went around the kitchen, nothing's there. I mean, your heart is fluttering, but I was like, no one's here. I know no one's here. The person, whoever was coming, is gone. But I felt like, I was like, no one's here though.
You're disappointed.
I would have been so relieved.
That's when I was young and I was like, gone home, let's catch the criminals kind of thing. So that was my deal back in the day when I first started.
So that's what makes you like so awesome for what you do, is your clear cognizance is really developed. And maybe partly because of your job, maybe that partly played a part of the developing of your ability. You know, you have to really pay attention to your intuition when you're walking up next to a car, right?
Yeah.
When you pull somebody over, you got to really pay attention to your gut.
I think that's
all
of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd be like staying in my squad car, leaning my head out the window. Hey, can you throw me your license and registration?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go to the car either.
Not going to happen.
Throw it on the ground. Mm-mm. Roll your window up.
No joke. So, like, another part of, like, another sign of claircognizance is when people are extremely accurate. They tend to be spot on. So, like, if there's I can't help but think of bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
Like, I don't know why, because that's not really something you like – that's, like, a luck game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, my gosh, when we went and played bingo with G in Vegas – you, like, almost all your cards, you were one away in every one. I was like, I had six away on my 10 cards or whatever. And you had like five or six on one page mm-hmm. where you were only one away.
Oh, we were at the casino?
Yeah.
I was not winning that one.
Cashball is 64,000 right now.
Oh my gosh, that's good. Listen to you.
I know, she's like, I'm going back to Vegas.
So I can imagine how you must be like at like a card table or something. You know, like if you're like playing. Yeah, I was just thinking blackjack. I'd be asking you, gee, do I hit? It's 19. Do I go for it?
No, keep it. Yay. The Dita's gonna bust. I'm telling you. We should have gone.
We didn't go. I was thinking like we should just experiment and play like one round of blackjack or something when we were in Vegas and just to see how we would do.
That, but yeah, next time we'll have to do that again. We'll have to ask Mike if we could stay at his house again.
Right, yeah.
So we can spend the hotel money at the casino.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Well, we did. We played one slot machine. I lost $5, right?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's okay. No. But wasn't there like a game show where they say, okay, you either keep the envelope or take door number two. What game was that? Because I was really good at that.
The Price is Right?
No, I don't think it was Price is Right. I know what you're talking about, Gene, but I could
all these
not...
costumes and stuff like that. They wore costumes. And then a guy goes, okay, I have this envelope. You can open the envelope. Might have money. Might not have money. Or you can open that door. Might have something else.
I can't think of it. All I want to say is Bamboozled, but that was that game in Friends that Joey, do you remember that episode where Joey was trying to be the game show host?
Oh, that was a good episode.
Bamboozled or what? I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I love that episode.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I got to rewatch that again.
I know what you're talking about, G, but I cannot think of the name. Mm-hmm. It was an older one.
Yes.
Let's Make a Deal.
Yes.
That's it.
That game show was fun. I would always get the car. Or the money. See,
that's where we need to take you. We need to take you to a game show.
We gotta get you on a game show.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. No. I'm hearing like from the Charmed series, personal gain. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Really, I do feel like that and the lottery, you'll win it if you're meant to win it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So our next one would be information downloads. Okay, information downloads is just like getting downloads. In your head, it's there, the information.
Yeah,
like I told you, like about the Apple AirDrop or the Share Drive, whatever, you just instantly get that download information, and it could be anything from image,
inspiration, yeah. Ideas, yeah. You know, artistic concepts that you might like lean into if you're an artist, or storylines or movie ideas or even inventions in a lot of ways. I think it's interesting because to call it a download, it totally makes me think of a computer hooked up to the Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah. Just like so, Matrix.
Yeah. So we're got that connection. When you get those downloads, that means you have a strong connection with the higher power, whatever you might want to call that, the divine, God, source, universe. And they're sending you these downloads.
Energetic quote, information.
Right. Where they're trying to inspire you to share the knowledge that they give you. Now, keep in mind, when you get intuitive downloads, you're not the only one getting those intuitive downloads.
Yeah. Right.
So one, knowing that, please understand you don't have to do everything you get. Because a lot of my clients who get these intuitive downloads, they'll be like, I have so many ideas and I have to do them all. No, and I'm like, you don't have to do them all. Just the ones that you get excited about.
It's all right. Like suggestions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leave the rest for the other people that are getting these downloads too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and don't hold back in sharing those ideas just because somebody else shared a similar idea. When we share something as an individual and we put ourselves into it, it changes it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same thing like with mediums, right? Working with one, the three of us are different in our own ways. Mm-hmm. But the way, if we all received exactly the same message, we'd all translate it differently.
Mm-hmm. We'd present
based
it
on
a
our culture, based on our background, based on our experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. So, yeah. So information downloads is definitely a example of a claircognizant ability coming up. OK, so another example of how claircognizance can be seen or experienced if you're trying to figure out if you have this ability is claircognizants tend to have an idea of what comes next. They're usually mm-hmm. the ones that. Like what we were saying with G earlier, like she knew we were going to do a podcast. She says, we're going to mm-hmm. do a school. I know a lot of people tell us we're going to do a school, but G was the one who told us that like 2 years ago, you know, and, you know, she's the one who tends to give us these long-term goals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So people who are claircognizant tend to have, I believe, a stronger understanding of future opportunities. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. It's more like It's funny because when I said this a couple years ago, the unfolding was really exciting to see how it unfold, the storylines and how we got to this point of actually making the podcast.
Mm-hmm. It took a while.
It did.
But we got here.
Yeah, a lot of technical difficulties in the beginning. You know,
this will unfold another one. That's why. So.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Say oh shit. Say like, oh shit. Shit.
Yeah. Oh shit. That's a oh shit moment.
That was Stay tuned.
So our next one would be sense of certainty. So a sense of certainty is more like you don't waver.
Yeah, you don't waver. Yeah. I think it's like, I don't know if it's because I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
But I have the hardest time making decisions.
Oh yeah, that's the air signs. Yeah.
John's that way too. I'm like that. I'm like that too, but I'm a fire sign.
No, but you might have air in you too, because I have air. My moon and my rising air, and I have a hard time looking for parking.
Gee, you're like a beast behind the wheel, man.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let's manifest this shit.
You do, and you like whip in there real quick. You back end stuff like you're like a pro. Oh, I'm like man. Oh yeah, G.
So yeah, so claircognizant people who have strong claircognizant abilities tend to be very certain about their choices. They're never really on the fence. It's like, this is my decision and I'm sticking with this decision. Yeah. Not that you're closed-minded in any way. It's just that if there's a choice that needs to be made. I mean, like when we went on that trip.
Yeah.
And we were like, where do you want? I don't know. I don't know. What do I want to eat? I don't know. Where do I? And Chris is like, we can go here. We can go here. We can go here. We can go here. And Glenda goes, we're going here. We're like, okay.
Let's go here. Hey, let's do this thing.
Kristen's got all these great ideas. Like, let's do this. I'm going, I don't know. It's too many ideas. She's like, this is what we're doing.
You think you're getting our auras. It's cheap. Let's go.
Yeah. True. See, we work good as a team. That's why we're so good. Like our mix is good, you know.
We still need to do a full episode on Sedona and our thoughts on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That should be a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Just like the bonus episode that we will be airing on Halloween where we share our scary ghost stories.
Stay tuned. Yes.
That's going to be a bonus episode. So as we continue on to share more ways that you can tap into, or I'm sorry, rather, more ways you can, oh my God, more ways you can tell if you have claircognizant abilities.
Is if you are the wise counsel for most people.
Yes.
And that actually was me when I was younger. People would ask me a lot of things and I would, you know, give them advice that kind of seemed way beyond my years. You know, but it's when people, when you're sought after for the advice and guidance for your wisdom and insights. And sometimes when you say it, you don't even know where it came from, like your advice or whatever you say. And that's, I think, what would happen to me a lot is when I would give people advice quite coming from me. But I didn't know that because I always thought, why the heck can't I give myself that advice? Or why can't I listen to my own advice?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's those times like when, like what you said, when you share some information and you're kind of like, oh shit, that was really good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. Where did that come? That was really good.
And we talked about this a little bit too with clairaudience, you know, if you were getting information into your head that sounded like your voice, but this is where it just kind of spits
moves
out
through
of
you. Like the first time you're hearing it is as it's coming out of your mouth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So the next sign that you have claircognizance is strong intuition in everyday life.
Yes.
This is like, say that you were driving and you have this whole feeling, not feeling, but knowing, like it just appeared not to take the right lane. And then something happened. I think that's what happened to me. I was swerving to the right lane to take, but something told me to just stay in my path. And then a person just hit the other person and I'm like, oh shit, that just got into an accident. I would have been into an accident. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's just go straight.
Yeah. So being aware of that intuition on a regular basis. Yeah.
I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, spirits. Thank you, brain. Thank you.
Thank them all.
Yeah. Thank you, Ma. Because I think that was pretty.
Thank yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think other ways that you're really good with your intuition on a regular basis, on a daily basis, no joke, G will text me when I'm having like a really hard day and she has no idea. She's like, hey, sis, how's it going? You okay?
I know. Oh, yeah. That's recently. I've been texting Rick.
Yeah. You even texted my husband. You're like, what's going on? I feel like there's silence. I'm like, we're good. We're good. But we were like having a little bit of a rough time and, you know, having a little bit of struggle. We were just kind of just quiet. And this is what G goes, I just feel like it's so quiet. I feel like I'm getting silence from you. And I'm like, it's nothing to do with you. We're okay. But every time you'll like reach out, you're like, hey, what's going on? You okay? You okay?
Breathe.
I know I need to reach out to you right now. I know. Yeah. You sent me, it was so funny because you texted me at one point. I was in the middle of a reading, but it was like it was a very emotional reading I was doing. And you texted me and said, breathe. And I saw it on my computer because I was doing, it was a Zoom. So it popped up in my corner. Usually I have it on do not disturb, but for some reason I didn't. And I saw your thing that said breathe. And I immediately went, and it calmed down the energy because I was getting so much emotion in that reading at that time.
That's hard when that happens.
Yeah, I was feeling very overwhelmed because if for me, when I do a reading, if I allow myself to have and express my personal emotions to what I'm sharing, it can be very difficult then for me to receive and deliver the messages that come after that. So I make a point. I know I'm going off on a tangent here. I make a point before a reading to say, allow me to be a clear channel, a clear vessel, and put my personal emotions to the side. Now, I'm not a robot in a reading.
Right. I am. You know,
there's still, I am seeing a grandmother spirit. It's not like that, but I won't break down into tears most of the time. There are some readings that are just too hard to not cry. But yeah, so yeah, you were really, it was perfect timing when you sent me that text. And I don't think you even knew. Yeah, and I don't even think you knew why you knew you had to text me. But I was like, okay, I needed that reminder because I was feeling really overwhelmed by energy. But yeah, and so another way to recognize if you're claircognizant is you tend to doubt your ability and your knowing of things because it's so hard to identify it as claircognizance, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because then you think, well, maybe I heard that somewhere, or maybe I saw it on social media, or maybe somebody told me and I don't remember, or maybe da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But then there's so much, like, I think you're very confident when you got something that you know didn't come from somewhere else now.
Yeah.
At least because you've had that practice, right?
Oh, yeah, because I used to not believe myself also. Like, I was like, what is that? What? I was like, but when it come true, I'm like, oh, shoot. Okay, maybe I should think about this.
Yeah.
This ability kind of thing.
Yeah. Which was exactly what you needed. See, you were listening to your intuition.
Right. Because I never used to listen to my intuition. That was a hard journey right there.
Yeah. And I think
good, G.
Yes. And I think a big part of learning to listen to your intuition is trusting yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with when they develop any of their abilities is trusting in the information that they're getting and that they're getting information at all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you am I crazy? Am I getting crazy?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I think everyone.
When we would practice, and this happens, I'm sure, with your mentees and mine too when I do my little group classes, but I remember practicing with you guys. And Nicole, you'd ask something and you'd be like, you didn't tell me everything you got. What else did you get? You know, it's like we wouldn't even deliver it because, you know, it's hard. Sometimes you still are like, oh, this doesn't make sense. I don't want to say it. But I remember that. And then that happens now when I do my little group practice sessions. It's, I feel like you got something else. What else did you get that you didn't say? You know, you can tell, but it is hard. You don't want to say it all because you're like, I don't want to be wrong.
Yeah, because if you're not confident in what you're getting and, you know, like I said, that's a huge part of developing any kind of spiritual ability is developing that confidence that you are able and valuable enough and worthy of receiving these messages from this spiritual energy, from this spiritual entities, from the divine, right? But it's all about energy.
Right. That's right. So another way to know that you may have some claircognizance abilities that is very long to say, is sensitivity to energy. And this was something that I was very, very strong for me growing up. And you guys probably had this too, where, you know, you might just walk into a room and just all of a sudden, I don't like it in here.
Yeah.
And somebody might say, well, why? I don't know. I don't like this room. Mm-hmm. I don't like that house. I don't like this building.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just walk in, you just know that there's like the energy is not great, or you may just know something happened there, but, you know, it just kind of comes to you. And that's very hard, especially when you're a kid and you don't know why. You don't know why you don't like a place or a person. Or a person, even sometimes, yeah. You know? Yeah, you just don't understand where that's coming from, and that can cause a lot of fear. But yeah, that's something that I have definitely had.
I've had that too, also. Walking a neighborhood, let's go somewhere else kind of thing. I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
You just know that the energy is not good over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even my husband and I were walking, and we always do this little loop in the woods, and we were walking up to the path we normally go on. And I get this sometimes, usually when I'm by myself, not when I'm with him, but it was both of us. Mm-hmm. And I just said, we can't go down there. And he's, why? We always go down there. I don't know. I don't want to go in there today. And it was so strong.
There's this one video where a person would say, oh yeah, all the coworkers or friends, they know this person. Then they're saying that that person's a nice person. And once you meet them, you feel like,
oh yeah,
they're not. Do you see that video? I was like, oh, that's me.
Husband's really good. My husband's really good with that. I remember there was a specific situation. We went into a group gathering of new people. Mm-hmm. And I told my husband, I was like, okay, there's this one guy over here. For some reason, all the other guys just like flock to.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because I don't get it. He seems like a nice guy. So my husband just glances over and he goes, yeah, no, that guy's not a good guy. And then later we found out this guy was kind of a jerk. Oh, and I was like, oh yeah, let's back away.
So everyone else was going to him, but you were like, no. Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it tends to be some people who have maybe intentions that are not great can be very charming.
Yes.
And very
sociopaths. Psychopaths.
I don't think everyone who's charming is a sociopath.
But the point is, you're right. But that is a characteristic of them. They can seem very charming, and they know, because they know what you want to hear.
I know. I was like, Libras are known to be charming.
No, but yeah, when there's more to it,
that is a big characteristic.
And you're like, there's something not right, but they're so charming.
So let's make sure we clarify.
Yeah.
Sociopaths and psychopaths tend to use their charm as a way to manipulate people.
Yes.
Not everybody does that. No.
It's not just charming people. Not all people who use charm or have charm or are charming are sociopaths or psychopaths. You just want to clear that up right now.
I just came to mind. But yes, you're right. Not everybody is. Mm-hmm. But there's just those people that you can just feel.
Or you just have this. Yeah. You just know there's something different that I don't want to be and share the same energy or space with this person.
With them. Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm really bad about giving people a second chance or rooting for maybe the person who is seen as the underdog, because not all underdogs are really underdogs. This is a whole nother episode. I'm going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Going down a rabbit hole, don't you? Okay. Anyway, so it's really important to note that claircognizant abilities, like all other psychic and intuitive gifts, can vary in intensity and in expression among different individuals. These signs can provide guidance in recognizing your potential claircognizant abilities, but further exploration and development are often needed to fully understand and truly harness this ability. Additionally, discernment and ethical use of intuitive abilities are essential. So you don't want to use any of your abilities to manipulate people or to blackmail people or just get
the tea on them.
Or to trick people or talk crap about people. You know, you never want to do that. These abilities are not meant to harm or cause any kind of negative thing towards anybody. These abilities are beautiful ways to access like endless, boundless energy that's constantly around us.
And to be used to help people heal.
Yeah. Right.
With so be their respectful. Permission.
Yeah. Right. Be respectful.
You don't gain anything for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Be respectful to the energy. Be respectful to the messages. Be respectful to the people that the messages are for. Don't use them for personal gain.
Gain. There you go.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can also develop your abilities, such as meditating. I mean, I think this is all for all the clairs.
Yeah. So when you're starting to develop your different spiritual psychic abilities, meditation is always the number one go-to.
Number one. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And journaling.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Look at you. You're just blown through the list.
I know. Yeah. I mean, it's because it's the same.
It's the same. Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, I think a big reason why meditation and journaling are such important aspects of developing your abilities is because they help you heal.
Yes.
And when you find healing within yourself, you're able to help others heal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. But something that I have fun with and G is really good at, and we really keep trying to cheer her on and encourage her to do more of them, intuitive games or intuitive tests.
Yes.
I'm so mad. It's like
but
so hilarious.
You're an amazing medium.
Thank you. Sorry. That just means my claircognizance is definitely one of my weakest clairs because I am not great at those guessing games. That's why I'm the one who now does them on my Instagram. I'm like, let's guess the color. And when people guess the color and I'm like, my God, how did you figure that out? Like, where did you get that? I would have been like guessing.
Funny.
I'll forget the color I even had sometimes and I'll guess the color wrong when I try to do it.
Yeah, I've messed yours up. I've gotten the one I got right on the first try, which made me chuckle, is the one crystal I gave you. It was the pink moon one.
You're like, what
is in my hand or whatever? I was like, oh, it's the pink moon. And then that's what you said. That was like the one I got right. Yeah. But you know what I was going to say? It's funny is I was better at those games earlier on in my development. Mm-hmm. I'm not as good at them now.
I
used to do this card game where I would be able to find the card and I told other people about it and they're having all this success. I tried it again. I was like, what the hell happened? I'm not as good as I used to.
Well, and maybe it's because you've developed your clairvoyance so much more.
Yeah.
And you are more dependent on that because you maybe get clearer messages in that way, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. But I'm like, the hell?
Maybe
that's
we
okay.
need to do
that's
more right. exercises.
I thought maybe I need to do them more for other things. But yeah, I was better at them. So I'm glad that the people who are using my exercise with the cards are having really good success with it.
Yes. And they're probably looking at you going, man, I wish I could describe a spirit head to toe and what they look like and what they sound like and what they're wearing. And you're over here going, I wish I could guess which card that is.
Wish I still could. Yeah.
Oh, so. Well, you know, like G said, you can do practice, do some of these tips and practices, and maybe it's going to help you develop your claircognizance again.
Well,
and
I think because you work on it more when you're first starting, like I meditated like every day. Mm-hmm. I journaled every day. You know, I did all the things, but now we're giving readings for a living and that's part of our business. So I feel like our concentration has gone to other things. We've done some development, but now sometimes it's good reminders. Hey, go back,
back
and
to
rework
basics.
On it. Got to go back to basics sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. And sometimes those basics is learning how to trust your gut feelings. Mm-hmm. And a good way to practice that is when, as soon as you have that, ooh, I don't feel like I should do this, follow through with that feeling. Yeah, don't question it. Just follow through with it right away. Don't hesitate. And see what happens, you know, as long as it's not a life-threatening situation.
Yeah.
Disclaimer here. You know, if you're standing on the side of something that's really high and you're like, I don't know if I should jump off this cliff. Don't jump off the cliff.
Yeah, it's always a no.
That's a no. So yeah, but learning to trust your gut feelings is a huge part of claircognizance because of the reasons we mentioned before. You're very tapped into your intuition with your claircognizance. Mm-hmm. So a great way to practice that is practice by just going with the gut feeling instead of questioning it. Just go with it. See what happens. Yeah. Journal it. Write it down. Say, I had this knowing that I shouldn't have done this, so I didn't do it. And then it ended up that this beautiful thing happened. Or I had this knowing and I still, you know, I had this knowing not to do it, but I still did it and this bad thing happened, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Record this stuff so you can look back over it. I'm telling you, I hated hearing that when I was first developing. Write it down. It's like, I'm sick of writing stuff down. But I was so grateful when I did, and I looked back on what I wrote down like a week or 2 weeks or even a year later. And I was like, holy crap. I saw this long ago and it ended up happening, you know, later.
Right.
That's why I always say, like, write it down, date it, but also time it, because it might come to fruition within the same day.
Oh, yeah. Right. Another one would be practice mindful observation. This is a fun one. I like to go to the mall and just sit down and watch people and then see and maybe do a commentary on people, like when they talk, but you're far away. Oh. But it's not actually what they're saying.
Or maybe it is. You don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, I like that. That must be a fun one. Do you ever do that, like when you're at the beach? Or are you too focused on the beach?
Oh, no. Oh, well, some people from far away, like a couple, I would do commentary. Do you like my hair? Let's walk down the beach.
Oh my gosh, Hawaii is so beautiful.
Give me a picture. Take my picture. Oh my God. There is one, like, group of teenagers, they were taking pictures, and I was like, us, do it for the gram. Do it for the gram. It's like a photo shoot. I'm like, oh my goodness. That was fun.
So another exercise you can do for developing your claircognizance is affirmations and visualizations.
Yes, affirmations like, I trust my inner knowing. So another great way to develop your claircognizance is seek out help, you know, get guidance from mentors or psychics or mediums, you know, like us.
Like us. Yeah.
Yeah. We can help you with guided meditations or visualizations. We can also recommend lots of different resources and books, or, you know, even more practices than we can list here on this podcast. So don't hesitate to reach out to me, Nicole, Kristen, or Glenda. Me, meaning I'm Nicole.
Yes. Or me, meaning listed I'm it. Kristen.
Or me. I'm G.
Yes, you can email one of us or reach out to us and see how we can help you.
Yeah, and you can find all of our information on our community website, soulonavoyage.com. We have all, if you just look underneath the, I think it's the about our group section, and it has all our links and all our contact info. So yeah, we'd love to help you develop any of your clairs or all of your clairs, whichever you're focusing on right now.
Yeah. Our next one would be energy work or chakra balancing. So we are all certified in Reiki. So I usually use Reiki a lot. So
you're very good with the Reiki stuff. So recently, recently my husband was in the hospital. He's doing really well now, thankfully. But he was really struggling to relax. He was feeling really anxious. He couldn't sleep. He wanted me there. So I was like having to sleep in a like very uncomfortable recliner chair. You know, if you've ever seen in a hospital next to somebody, it's not comfortable. And so I was like, gee, we can't sleep. She goes, okay, I'm going to send him Reiki, because he kept talking. I was like, don't you want to go to sleep? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. No, I can't sleep. Da-da-da-da. I'm like texting G, you know, because she's 6 hours behind. G, go to sleep. He keeps talking. She goes, I'll send him Reiki and sleepy sprinkles. And I was like, please. Within like 10 minutes, he was going from anxious talking to just like passed out, and he slept for so long. I think it was like till the doctors walked in, and which, you know, like 7 o'clock in the morning, but he slept through the whole night, and it was the first time he had slept through the night in a while. And he was like, what happened? I don't know what happened. Yeah, that was G.
He did it.
So like every now and again now, ever since then, which was only a couple weeks ago, he's like, can you please thank G again for the Reiki and the sleepy sprinkles? And I said, she's on call if we ever need it again.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, learning to work with energy and learning to balance your chakras will help you be able to learn how to access and manipulate your energy in the way that you can focus on developing your clairs, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And it helps actually learning to work with energy and balancing your chakras helps with a lot of your healing, which I, like I said earlier, I believe a big part of developing your spiritual abilities is healing a lot of the deep wounds that cause like energy blocks within you.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time your clairs require like this flow of energy to move through you mm-hmm. so that you can have space within you to receive the energy and share yes. that, you know, it through a translation of the energy that you're receiving, share that information. Yep. If you're backed up and you're not letting go of any of that information that's constantly flowing into you, you're going to get a block. Yep.
Yeah. It's going to get blocked, or you're not going to be able to tell which is the correct message.
Right. Things will be like kind of mucky and you'll get exhausted. You're just, it's not going to be a good experience, and it's going to mm-hmm. be difficult to develop your abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another way for developing your claircognizance is by joining supportive communities. Hey, like Soul and Voyage.
Yeah.
Like us. Yes.
We are really trying to figure out how to create a forum or decide on a platform for our clients and our mentees and all our friends to have a safe space to really communicate. Yeah. We do plan on doing events again to have that opportunity as well over Zoom mm-hmm. and doing workshops. You know, we're all very busy people. Mm-hmm. G's yeah. got a full-time job. Me and Kristen each have 3 kids. I mean, one of mine's away at college, but it keeps you pretty busy, and we're running our own businesses yes. too. Yeah. So as much as we really, 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 really want to get moving on this, it's something that's taking a little more time than we would like. But yes, yeah. please follow us on Instagram, because that's where we're going to share any updates on any new things that we're doing within our community, like events that we mentioned or workshops, and when we decide on the platform. Yeah. We do have a Facebook page, but we're not super active on there. Mm-hmm. So it's best to follow us on Instagram. But yes, we're excited to create a safe space spiritual community, safe space for people to communicate and share their experiences and ask questions without feeling judged or shamed.
Right.
Subscribers.
Oh, subscribing to the website?
No, on Instagram. There's a subscribers information on there that we may have to tap into that portion.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, see, look, this is that oh, shit moment.
So another really important thing to keep in mind when you are developing your clair knowing or clair cognizance. Mm-hmm. I think I said clair knowing.
You said clair knowing?
Yeah, you did.
It's late here, people.
Try that again.
So another thing to keep in mind when you are developing your clair cognizance mm-hmm. is that it takes time and practice, just like all the clairs do. It's not something that will come overnight.
Correct.
You have to continue to work at it, and you have to show yourself compassion, because mm-hmm. you have to learn. Sometimes we learn by making mistakes, but yep. sometimes we learn the most by making a mistake.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's the patience and just being gentle with yourself. And it takes time. There's yeah. no way around it. It yes. takes time.
I know.
And
everybody is always like,
put the time in.
What program do I need to do? Or what book do I need to read to like move faster and get to where I want to be? And like, you just got to do the same thing every day for months.
You just got to do the things. That's what we were saying earlier, how my abilities were better with picking out the card. You know, when they were upside down, when I was practicing every single day. I mean, you guys, same thing. When you start developing and you're really serious about it, I mean, for me, it was like I engaged in a college course.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it literally took me 3 years to feel comfortable and confident enough to really put my business out there. But I mean, it was every day I practiced, every single day. I read so many books, meditated morning and night. I did all the things to take care of my energy, and it still took years.
Yeah.
and it's a continued thing. Like even where I am at today, I mean, I'm light years from where I was, but I still have so much more growth that I need to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an ongoing thing.
Definitely.
So be patient, takes time. And lots yeah. and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of practice.
Yes.
Yeah. Find willing participants.
There's no end to it either. So yeah, like,
no.
Just to be clear, because we're all, well, I'm slowly reading through all the books mm-hmm. I have, but we're all still practicing and reading. It might not be as prominent mm-hmm. as yes. before, and things come a little bit easier after all those years of practice, right? Yeah. Like the protective bubble thing, I just need to say in my head, protective bubble, and I'm done. Right. I can see the whole process like happen very quickly.
Yeah.
When I'm doing like clearing and stuff like that, that requires a little more time because there's more of a physical ritual aspect mm-hmm. to it when I do the clearing.
Right.
But when I do like visualizations, it can come in so quickly because mm-hmm. I practiced it so much. Does that make right. sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even yeah. me clearing my energy. I mean, before I could even attempt to connect with spirit,
mm-hmm.
it took me so long to get my brain, my body, my energy into the right space.
Yeah.
First off, you guys know I had so much fear. It took mm-hmm. me a good 10 minutes to get rid of the fear first.
Yeah.
And then I had to clear my mind of all the junk. Then I had to clear my energy. And then I had to it took me so long. Now, I still have a ritual. When I do a reading, I mm-hmm. want my energy to be top notch.
Yeah.
So I still kind of take a while. But when I first started, it would be a lot longer, mm-hmm. And now I can kind of get myself into that mode quicker. Or if somebody asks me, hey, can you tune in for me real quick? I can kind of get into it much quicker, where before I would still have to do that long, long ritual for something that was quick. But like you said, it just, you get more confident, visualize things quicker. It all mm-hmm. comes a little bit quicker.
Yeah. And I think it's because through all that practice, you develop a belief in yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And a belief in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
I think when you have a lot of doubt with your abilities and yourself and in spirit, that makes the connection very unstable. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you are like, I know spirit will give me what it is that I need to share. I trust that spirit, and I trust that I'm going to receive it in the way that it needs to be heard.
Right.
Right.
So when you develop that confidence and that trust, everything comes a little bit more easier, but it requires a lot of practice.
Yeah. And remember, don't be afraid to fail.
Yes.
It's a learning process. So you don't have to go do it all over again. And when we develop our intuition, we get more confident, we get more stronger, we feel more confident. And you just know that, hey, mm-hmm. you know your own energy, you know your own body. So you'll be very, how do you say, with the flow of mm-hmm. everything when gathering all information using your clairs. Yeah. Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode all about claircognizance, where we discuss the different ways that you can recognize claircognizant abilities within yourself and the different ways that you can develop and practice your claircognizant skill. We hope that you will join us for our next episode, where we're going to be discussing clairsentience.
Yep. Clear feeling. I kept wanting to say clear feeling, but I'm like, that's not the word I need to use right now. I need to use the big word. So as Nicole just said, make sure that you tune into our next episode. We will be discussing clair sentience. This is clair feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're only just joining us and you happen to miss our previous episodes in this season, we discussed clairvoyance and clairaudience. So clairvoyance is again clair seeing, and clairaudience is clair hearing. Make sure mm-hmm. you go back and listen to those, because they're all part of our 4-part series all about the clairs. And if you happened to miss our season 1, go back and listen to that as well.
Yeah, there's 15 awesome episodes.
And there's 15 episodes of great information and really funny stories that we do reference in these episodes. And we would love it if you really knew what we were referring to.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to all the episodes and get stories. To know us.
Yeah.
Get to know us and get to know our inside jokes. Yeah.
Yes, because we pull them out each episode. Trust me.
All the time.
All the time.
Like bubble butt.
Yeah, bubble butt. That was
our spiritual rabbit hole.
Oh, spiritual rabbit hole. Didn't Kristen have another one? Hutchins? What?
Yeah, Hutchins.
Hutchins.
Listen to your Vanessa gut feelings Hudgens. And your hunchins.
Vanessa Hudgens is actually, I think she says she has abilities that she can see spirit.
Yes. Didn't she have a YouTube show or some kind of spirit hunting show or paranormal?
Hey, we don't have any, we haven't had any guests yet, but Vanessa Hudgens, talk to us. I really love you. I think you're awesome.
You're more
even
than
before
welcome.
You said that. Now you're even more awesome to me. So, anywho.
You know who the young one is in this group. You know, Were you High School Musical fangirl?
Well, sort of. It was, yes, but I was definitely like a mother and in my 20s, like mid-20s when that came out. But I was still like, man, I love this. Take it away, G.
Okay. It's been amazing. It's been awesome. It's been fantastic. Yes. We love for you guys to hang out with us again at the Spiritual Rabbit Hole. Visit our website, soulonavoyage.com, where you can find out more information about us and send us questions and comments. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at soulonavoyage. Peace out.
Love ya.
Bye for now.